This evening, we're extremely fortunate to have with us the well-known author, Commander Frederick R. Ewing, who just recently was awarded the J. Dixon Morrow Prize for the gamut quality of his work. Mr. Ewing's new novel, I, Libertine, has taken the country by storm and is rapidly becoming the most sought-after book of our age. All who are deeply interested in the heart-searchings, the confidences, the influences, and the precepts of a man on his way to Olympian oblivion should find it most stimulating. It bristles with integrity, pugnacity, and bayonet thrust of reality. Before we speak to Mr. Ewing, perhaps we should read some of the rave reviews that his novel, I, Libertine, has received. Superbly accomplished, confident, well-told, and emotionally and intellectually satisfying. Fair-minded and sympathetic in perception, as in verbal brilliance, Mr. Ewing's work holds much to delight one. Outstanding for its historical grasp and originality. A provocative piece of research and interpretation. Those are some of the critics' reactions to Mr. Ewing's new novel, I, Libertine. Now let's meet the man himself. Mr. Ewing, welcome and congratulations to you on your sudden success.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here this evening and a little astounded at the type of reception that my book has had at the hands of the reviewers and the general public. And as I was quoted as saying in a recent edition of The Village Voice, it's even a little frightening.
Mr. Ewing, I, Libertine has been criticized for having a certain lack of humor.
Well, I'm quite acquainted with that criticism, but I tried to write this book from the standpoint of the protagonist's passionate intensity. He is a man plucking shell fragments, as it were, out of his memory. He makes the private inferno of his conflict raw all over again, but as if for the very first time, and I hope for all men.
How long have you been working on your novel, Mr. Ewing?
Actually, you might say I've been working on this novel all my life. I'm not really a novelist, as you know, but I've had an idea about writing a novel for a long time. And when I finally got down to sitting down to my typewriter, the book just sort of wrote itself.
What brings you to Easton, Pennsylvania?
Well, I was asked to come to Easton by Mr. Morrow, the head of the J. Dixon Morrow Foundation, to accept this prize. As you can imagine, I'm extremely proud to receive it. And while I'm here in town, I expect to speak before a cabal of students at Lafayette College.
Oh, really? What topic have you chosen to speak on, sir?
Well, in keeping with the subject of my book, about which, of course, I know the most, the subject of my talk is the historical novel as a monolithic manifestation of courage. I anticipate a lively question and answer period after my talk.
Mr. Ewing, I've heard I, Libertine referred to as infuriating.
This question always arises, but I am forced to answer truthfully that perhaps that is what I had in mind. I believe I serve the function of the true radical in society, calling the whole structure into question.
I understand, sir, and that no doubt is the reason for its titanian success, the fact that it reveals our planktonoid state. Mr. Ewing, I wonder if you have any other works that might be published in the near future.
Why, yes, as a matter of fact. As you know, this book, I, Libertine, is the first volume of a projected trilogy. The other two volumes should reach the bookstores very shortly, or at least in the near future. As for other works, I am also continuing my work on my sequel to the yet-unpublished novel, The Obscurance.
Mr. Ewing, I've had the opportunity of reading I, Libertine, and I find it a superb piece of work.
Thank you.
For all the sweep and tear of the subject matter, the book is written with a simplicity of style which makes the story all the more powerful. I'm sure that there are few readers who will not be swept along with it. This evening, we've reviewed Mr. Frederick R. Ewing's first novel, I, Libertine. This is an indispensable guide to all those needing perspective for accomplishment. Mr. Ewing, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
It's been my pleasure.
Thank you.